Hey, gorgeous. If you want success on your fertility journey, you've got to have the mindset for it. It's time to kick fear, negativity, doubt, shame, jealousy, and the whole clown car of low-vibe fertility journey BS to the curb. I'm your host, Roseanne Austin, Fertility Mindset Master. Former prosecutor and recovering type A control freak perfectionist, I use the power of mindset to get pregnant naturally and have my baby boy at 43, despite years of fertility treatment failure. I help women across the globe beat the odds on their fertility journey just like I did. Get ready for a quick hit of confidence, joy, feminine badassery, and loads of hell yes for your fertility journey. It's time to get fearless, baby, fearlessly fertile. Let's do this. Welcome to the Fearlessly Fertile Podcast, episode 266. Think you need to work harder? This mama is way smarter. Hey, my loves, I'm so excited to be here with you this week. I am still buzzing from getting home last week from our first leg of the Fearlessly Fertile Live World Tour. And I was thinking a lot, you know, just by being so inspired by the women I was able to meet, and just being in the vibe of women making their dreams come true, that I thought it'd be really cool to bring your attention to this idea of working hard and how we get trapped in that, and encourage you to take on a different perspective, because I actually don't believe that we need to work harder on this journey in order to call in our babies and to do the things that we need to do in order to make their path clear and to, in fact, clear the blocks between us and our babies. Because look, that has got to be top of mind. If you are not currently and actively looking at how you can clear the blocks between you and your baby, I'm going to love you enough to tell you, you know what, you've got to reprioritize. And the reason why that is because we as individuals are integral aspects of our journey. Your brain is portable. It's going everywhere with you on this journey. Whether you're on your back and your legs are in stirrups, or you're walking up and down the aisle at the grocery store trying to make a choice about what you're going to be buying to eat for fertility or anything of that nature, your mind is with you. This is why your mindset is so critically important. And it's important to realize that most of us, when we aren't getting the result that we desire, typically in our lives or on this journey, our first instinct is to work harder, be more perfect, and suffer just a little bit more in order to get what we want. But what if that's not smart? I mean, I take the position it's absolutely not. I actually think it's the dumbest thing that you can do. And here's why. When we talk about working harder, this is just using sheer grit to push through. When someone's first move is just work harder, what it's indicating is they're not really thinking. They're just kind of doing what they always do. And we've been conditioned, especially in American culture, I can't speak for any other cultures, but in American culture, we have been conditioned for many different reasons to just work harder, just, you know, tough it out, no pain, no gain. And nobody really asks, why does this work have to be hard? Working hard. When you really think about that and you really break that little phrase down, you know, you just got to work harder. Work harder has a presupposition embedded within it that whatever you're doing is not enough, which I find fascinating because there's a whole chain. It's like this parasitic pile of not enoughness that just keeps building upon itself. When you dissect this and you're like, oh God, you know, it's all about you not being enough. Because even within that work harder, there's also yet another presupposition that there is some kind of measure of what working hard is. Like there's an ideal hard working, and you imagine somebody hunched over with soot all over their face, sweating, right? Like that's hard work. Like if you're not suffering, it's not hard work. Or if it's not miserable, it's not hard work. So even within that first couple layers of us taking apart hard work, we found this underlying not enoughness, this presupposition of somebody's done it better than you, and that's the bar, right? It's at its core comparison, which is miserable. And when you come from a work harder perspective, it's most often you at a deficit, right? Because nobody ever looks at themselves and says, oh, I need to work harder, and thinks that you're actually pretty cool, right? It's always you at a deficit. You are always the loser in the equation. Well, I just need to work harder. Or you look at somebody else who's pregnant and you're like, I just need to work harder. It's all of it is coming from this really low vibrational place of not enough comparison and you always being at a deficit. Because whenever you think to yourself, I need to work harder, you don't ever really take a moment to look at what you're doing and celebrate it. This is why I say that it's always you at a deficit. You're always the loser in the equation of work harder. You're not really saying, hey, you know what? I did that really well and that actually works and that's great, right? It's always you at a deficit. The other really nasty little thing about work harder is it's failure focused. It's always like, it's all about avoidance. You want to avoid failure. So you're just going to work harder. And you're so afraid of failing, quote unquote, whatever that is, right? Because I'm tired of assuming that we all have the same definition of failure, because I don't want to put that out there, because I actually don't believe it. I tend to look at failure as when you give up. I don't think anyone fails on this journey until they give up, because in the process between where you are today and where you're headed toward your baby, it's just learning. Just like I don't like the idea of mistakes per se, right? We have little fuck-ups along the way, but there actually is a massive upside because you're getting more information. And so back to our conversation about hard work and working harder, the focus, as I was saying, is always failure and just not losing, right? It's so small and it's so constricted and limited and heavy and dark. I mean, none of it is good. I just have to work harder, right? Think about how that feels in your body when you even say that. It's always self-flagellation. It's always dismissive of all of the effort that you're putting in, because it doesn't matter that you haven't let sugar or carbohydrates or gluten pass your lips in the past fucking 10 years. None of that matters, because you just need to work harder, right? It's an unfair inventory of what you've got going on in your life, which is why, like, I just think it's not about working harder. I think real success on this journey, and, you know, having done it myself and having coached so many women to their own fertility success, many, many, many of those women facing single-digit odds, or basically everyone running out of the room when they walk into the fertility clinic, it's not about working harder. I bet if you took 10 episodes, okay, and this is just a theory, and I think that you'll find this out to be true for yourself, because if you're paying attention, you'll look for this. If you just listen to 10 episodes with my ladies, not one of them is talking about working harder. If anything, they were doing more of what they love, which is going to come to, like, we're going to get into my next point here, and you'll see how this dovetails together. But this idea that you have to work harder, it's past its prime. It's old thinking. It's somebody else's story. Because I think you probably have examples in your life when things just came to you with ease instead of having to work harder. Sometimes your best work is not when you were working harder, all right? So I want you to pay attention. And if you're smart, and I suspect you are if you're listening to this podcast, that take a look this week and catch how many times you tell yourself to work harder. And when you catch it, notice what energy preceded that. What was the thought that preceded you telling yourself to just work harder? Okay? It's very interesting, and it's going to be different for everybody. I have my suspicions, and I'm not going to, like, totally distract your own unique experience here by telling you what those are, because I want you to have your own experience. I want you to notice on your own. I don't want to do all the thinking for you, okay? This is an active podcast where you actually take the lesson and fucking apply it, okay? But take notice. when you tell yourself to work harder, what's the voice behind that? I bet you're going to find at some level some of what I was talking about here. And just as a side note, it's funny. This is the lawyer in me coming out. I haven't been in the courtroom in a very, 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 very long time, and I have no, knock on wood, intention of ever going back there for any reason whatsoever. But what's hard work? Okay, because like when we talk about work harder, it's like this amorphous idea of what exactly hard is and who decides what hard is. Okay, like if you want to get into a fun debate with your partner, talk about this, like what's hard work? You know, it might be an interesting thing to banter back and forth while you guys are cooking dinner. Like, what is hard work? Who decided what hard is? And I think you're going to find some really interesting things about your own mindset and some of the stories, the saboteur patterns that you might have about hard work. And then you're also going to find some really cool shit out about your partner. So you're welcome. Here's a really cool conversation when you're cooking tonight's dinner after you listen to this. But in any event, so you're probably thinking, Roseanne, okay, you said think you need to work harder. This is way smarter. So what's the this? What's this thing that's way smarter? And I was having a conversation with a dear mentor of mine, and we were talking about this, which inspired this podcast. And we were talking about how it's not so much about working harder for all of the reasons that I was breaking down for you earlier, because I saw this pattern in my own life. Like, look, I was raised with the idea that you got to work hard, shit's got to be miserable. And I lived under that tyranny for a really long time. But the smarter thing is doing your best. The smarter thing is doing your best. So let's talk about what that means. So if we break that down, doing your best, the presupposition is you're running your own race. You're in a category of your own. There's no competition. Number one, it's all about you doing your best. I think this is a fascinating way of looking at this, because when you are doing your best, you're not caught up with giving two fucks what negative Nancy is doing over there on her fertility journey. It's not a fucking competition. You're different. She's different. You are doing your best. And I think the whole undercurrent of doing your best is completely different than just working harder. Doing your best has a completely different vibe. It sounds more like inspiration. It sounds more like love. It sounds more like excitement. I'm doing my best here. I am bringing the best of me to this journey. And it's not finite, because our best is always unfolding. That's the other thing that I love about it. I'm doing my best today, because you're also not a fucking robot. Just work harder is this thing where you just got to push and shove and be miserable. And it's all about grind. But when you're focusing on, you know what, I'm going to do my best here, that means I can take account of what's true for me today. I'm really going to do my best. I'm really going to bring my best. It's coming from a place of love. It sounds more like love than it sounds like I'm not enough and I got to prove myself to everybody. No. And like, here's the other thing. What if you didn't sleep that well the night before, right? Let's say you're going into a transfer, okay? And you didn't sleep that well the night before. Not everybody does, right? Because of all the pressure we put on ourselves when we're having a transfer. And what if instead of, oh my gosh, I got to work harder because I didn't sleep that well, I got to be that much more organic, I got to be that much more of a biohacker in the next 2 hours before my transfer so I can just show up with perfection. Like, come on. What if instead you're like, you know what? I didn't sleep that well last night, but I'm going to bring my best. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to have my energy up, and I'm going to do my best from where I am at today. I am doing this from a place of love, and my baby is going to see my best. Okay, like it's completely different. It is a completely different conversation. As I said, It's you focused. It's from a place of love. You are the measure, and its focus is on your uniqueness rather than somebody else's measure of working harder. Because inherently, as I said, working harder is always about comparison. And you're probably comparing yourself to somebody that like it doesn't even count. It's apples to oranges. It's that kind of one of those garbage things. Okay. But when you do your best, it's really about passion, right? Like it's interesting. Like when I started applying this ideal into my own life, like I'm going to bring my best because look, I'm not going to be running a marathon. I fucking hate running. But if I decide, you know what? I'm going to do a little bit of running. I'm going to mix up my walking a little bit. I'm going to do just a teeny bit of running just to up the cardio. Like I'm not going to be looking at some chick on the same path that I'm on and like, oh, you just got to work harder. No, I'm going to be like, fuck it. I'm going to do my best here because my best might be a slight run walk. I don't know what that's called, but like, I love how it refocuses you on the fact that you're not in a race with anybody. You are doing your shit. And honestly, when you start living this way, it's just incredibly smarter because you're taking your uniqueness into consideration. You're taking your experience into consideration. You're taking your own personal history, physical attributes, likes and dislikes, all of the things that come together to make up you into account. So it's all about moving forward. I'm going to do my best here, right? And it's fascinating because if you say that, I'm going to do my best. Like, think about that. Like, maybe pause the recording here and just say, I'm going to do my best. I'm bringing the best of me to this journey. Like, just notice how that resonates in your body. It's so important. Now, if you want to take that just one step farther and really get to know you more and get a sense of what makes you tick and take this, I'm bringing my best to this, you know, and notice, okay, like super side note, but related and important. Notice how I'm saying that. I'm bringing my best. I'm going to do my best today. It's not, I'm doing my best and nothing's working. Like, do not do that. Like, if you catch yourself, I'm doing my best and it's not working. Like, you've completely failed the assignment here. Do not even consider that garbage, okay? It's all about, I'm bringing my best here. I'm bringing the best of me to what I'm doing on this journey. I'm not working harder because, you know what? I've tried that. That shit doesn't work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring my best. I'm going to bring the best of me to this because my best is getting even better, okay? You're going to bring that energy. So back to what I was saying just a moment ago about if you want to take the next step with this, is I want you to ask yourself honestly, totally from a place of love, totally from a place of curiosity, no judgment, no crucifixion, nothing here, is just simply ask yourself, am I giving my best? And if I'm not, why? Notice the softness about that. That's very different than, I gotta work hard. Why am I not working harder? It's, hey, am I giving my best? And if I'm not, why? And it's fascinating because you may say, oh, you know what? Actually, I didn't give my best today. And why was that? Oh, it was because I was a little tired. Okay. These are questions. Am I giving my best? And if not, why? These are true questions of compassion. And just check them out. Like, why? These are not indictments of you, but what they do is they help you get refocused. So working harder is not going to get you to where you want to go. It's a different strategy that's way smarter. It's bring your best. And if you're not doing that, ask yourself why, truly from a place of love and compassion, and then take that information and use it to nudge yourself to a place where you are doing your best from where you are. Because look, you can lie to other people, but you can't really lie to yourself. You know if you're doing your best. And notice that I didn't say do your perfection. I said do your best. You don't have to be perfect. If perfection was required, I and all of my other ladies who have beat the odds on this journey, like, we, not one of us would be here because none of us are perfect, right? And perfect is some made up measure that's, it's usually in the hands of somebody else, okay? Which is why we don't use it, why it's obsolete. It just has no application here. Just ignore it. So I really want to challenge you to play with this idea. It's not about working harder. It's about doing my best. I really want you to play with this in your own life and notice this week, am I doing my best? If not, why not? And notice how often work harder comes up, because if you really want to beat the odds on this journey, you can't keep doing the same old shit. You just can't. And living by somebody else's rules, how's that working out for you? If you really want to be a fertility success and have your own fertility success story, you, mama, have to be different. My Fearlessly Fertile Method program is for women who intend to get pregnant in the next 12 months and say hell yes to covering their bases, mind and body. Because the mind and body work together. The mindset piece of the fertility puzzle has proven over and over to be the missing link. And if you're not leveraging the power of the mind-body connection, you've got a gaping hole in your strategy. So go to my website, www.frommaybetobaby.com. My methodology has helped women around the world make their mom dreams come true. Their results speak for themselves. And as I said, if you don't have a mindset for success on this journey, what are you doing, baby? Let's fix that shit and set you up for success. Till next time, change your mindset. Change your results.
Love this episode of the Fearlessly Fertile podcast? Subscribe now and leave an awesome review. Remember, the desire in your heart to be a mom is there because it was meant for you. When it comes to your dreams, keep saying hell yes.